USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the House of Representatives votes on a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Vice President Trump from office, the Vice President says he won't be doing it. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Pence said that the course of action wasn't in the best interest of the country, nor consistent with the Constitution. He added that the administration is now focused on ensuring an orderly transition, and now is the time to heal. The House is set to vote on articles of impeachment against the President on Wednesday. Speaking at the southern border Tuesday, President Trump said impeachment efforts are only causing further divide in the country.
The impeachment hoax is a continuation of the greatest and most vicious witch hunt in the history of our country and is causing tremendous anger and division and pain far greater than most people will ever understand, which is very dangerous for the USA, especially at this very tender time.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Casino magnate Sheldon Adelson has died. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Sheldon Adelson, an American businessman, investor, philanthropist, and conservative political donor, died Monday night. Mr. Adelson was the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which owns the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and the parent company of the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino, the Sands Expo and Convention Center, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. Forbes listed his wealth at nearly $35 billion. Complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma treatment is listed as the cause of death. He was 87. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And divers have recovered the black box of an Indonesian passenger plane that crashed into the Java Sea over the weekend. Investigators hope to find out what sent this Sriwijaya Air jet into the sea with 62 people aboard. Searchers say they also hope to retrieve the cockpit voice recorder soon, as they've been tracking the signal from its beacon to an area close to where the black box was found. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump visited the town of Alamo, Texas on Tuesday to mark the completion of 450 miles of wall on the southern border. He later touted the accomplishments of his immigration policies.
In every region that we've built the wall, illegal crossings and drug smuggling have plummeted, absolutely plummeted. In the Rio Grande Valley, crossings have dropped nearly 80%. In Yuma, Arizona, illegal entries have been slashed by 90%. Nationwide, ICE and Border Patrol have seized over 2 million pounds of fentanyl, heroin, meth, and other deadly narcotics, saving thousands and thousands of lives. We've arrested nearly 500,000 illegal aliens with criminal records, some with very serious criminal records of the type you don't want to know about, like murder. We removed nearly 20,000 gang members from the United States, including 4,500 members of MS-13, probably the worst gang of them all.
And Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he will be one of a series of guest hosts on Jeopardy. The show returned this week with former champion Ken Jennings as an interim host, with producers saying they were putting together a number of guest hosts to step in for Alex Trebek, who passed away from cancer in November. Rodgers was a Celebrity Jeopardy champion in 2015 and said he's excited for the opportunity to work on a show he's felt a special connection to for so long. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.